She shared her experience and her joy and her all with them, and it is indeed amazing. Almost as amazing, perhaps, to us when it snows on Easter morning. It's something that is not expected, certainly not hoped for, never dreamed of, or anticipated, and yet it happens. That's what happens in that moment of beauty when she meets Jesus alive. You see, it's very difficult for us, all these years later, to remember that resurrection is personal. Personal. It's about personal experience. We offer relatively impersonal statements of faith. We already did it this morning. It tells you in the bulletin to say, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, alleluia. And sometimes we do that with emphasis, and sometimes we go, right, those are the words I'm supposed to say. But that's not what resurrection is about. Resurrection is about the personal nature of it. Mary's story, which is the complete opposite of some prescribed, repeated phrase. Mary's experience is real and grounded. It's a first-person claim, a testimony, a witness to a relationship of significance. It's the beginning of seeing the world in a new way, because new life and a new way of looking at things appears before her. Everything that we are afraid of in this life disappears, because mostly what we're afraid of is death. But in Jesus' resurrection, we're offered the sense that there is something much, much more. And Mary realizes that and takes it to her friends. It's a moment of beauty that brings new awareness, new hope, new joy, new relationship, new purpose. You see, resurrection only really matters when it matters to you. Much like my experience in airports, moments of beauty, of interaction that catch our breath, change each one of our lives. This morning at 8 a.m., there were a number of those moments. It's not often you get to do a baptism at 8 in the morning. But Lando and his family, Lando is 6 and his sister is 3, attend the 8 a.m. service. And as we gathered around the font, his little sister, Paigette, leaned over as I was saying some of those words I just talked about and kissed me on the shoulder. I had to keep going because I knew if I stopped, I would burst into tears. And a few moments later, Lando leaned over and put his arms around me as I continued with the prayers. And when we threw lots of water all over him, he had the most beatific smile. And earlier when I said to him, Lando, do you want to be baptized? He said, yes! A moment of beauty that we all experienced this morning. There are other moments. For instance, when we sit with someone, a friend, who is sick or dying, you've probably had that experience. And if particularly you've been there when someone died and they leave us, there is a moment of great beauty, something we can barely speak of. And we know what it is if there is new life. We know what that is like. The other day I was walking down Bank Street in the Glebe. Many people rushing by. You know how it is. There's a long weekend, and we can't possibly not shop and have our fridges full because it might not open again the next day. So this was on Thursday. Everything was busy. People were rushing by, and there was always a gentleman who lived on the street who was sitting by the grocery store. And I was doing the same as everyone else, thinking, oh, do I have milk for tomorrow? Good heavens, I might not be able to survive till Saturday if I don't have milk. Thinking about this, and as I walked by, this man was sitting in the cold on the street, a woman came from the other direction, and she stopped and said to him, good morning, would you like a sandwich? And he said, yes, which some surprise, and she said, what kind would you like? And she went into the Metro and bought him a sandwich and brought it back out. a moment of beauty. I don't know what that did for him or her, but I know what it did to me. It was a moment of resurrection, a moment of hope. You see, resurrection is beauty incarnate. The church is good at beauty. You can't help but deny that this morning. It is a beautiful space. All of our churches are. In part, they're beautiful because everything in here, every symbol, every shining thing, points to something else. It's not meant to be about this space, but about the beauty that it points us to. Yesterday afternoon, Brian and I decided, well, I decided, and Brian graciously helped, we decided that we would do all the brass. And so we spent some time, which I've never done before, looking at the pulpit, which I obviously don't use either. Did you know that there are little faces and symbols in the pulpit? In that work, in that beautiful brass work, and we were discussing them, and why is this here, and why is that there? Intricate beauty that you sometimes don't see when you just walk through a place. The beauty of this place is not just for us who worship here this morning, whether you be friend, visitor, regular parishioner. It's here for us to hold in trust and care for the wider community. This place offers a place, a moment, an experience of something greater than us, something more beautiful than we can even talk about. Resurrection is personal, and we have an opportunity to make it personal, very personal to us, through how we treat one another, how we care for one another, how we offer our faith to others, to touch lives and to change them. Perhaps resurrection is sometimes as simple as seeing beauty and hope and offering it to others. Lisa Bonchek Adams was a noted writer, blogger, and outspoken supporter of and advocate for breast cancer research. And she employed social media, including her own personal blog, Twitter, and Facebook, to speak about her cancer. She died last month at the age of 45. But this is what she said. Find a bit of beauty in the world today. Share it. If you can't find it, create it. Some days, this may be hard to do. Persevere. May this resurrection today be personal to you. May you be able to share in whatever way, in whatever place, the words, I have seen the Lord, if only for a moment. In the beauty, here in this place, and wherever you may go after this service. Find the beauty, share the joy, experience new life, experience resurrection as personal. Amen.